Then there's the utter misery that is college radio, where they apparently just let any bewildered freshman wander into the booth and try to run a radio station. Campus Outreach is looking for... Hang on. College radio can pretty much be summed up in five words.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, 88.5 cable, www.citr.ca on the internet. My name is Gak, and Exploding Head Movie starts now.
You're the head on the spear, you're the nail on the cross, you're the fly in my beer, you're the key that got lost. You're the letter from Jesus on the bathroom wall. Your mother superior with only a bra. You're the same, you're the same, you're the same kind of bad as me. You're the same kind of bad as me. I'm the head on the bed, I'm the coffee instead.
Good, you say? Well, that's good enough for me.
You're the wreath that caught fire. You're the priest of the choir. You bow down on the sheet, but your teeth have been wired. You skid in the rain. You're trying to shift. You're grinding the gears. You're trying to shift. And you're the same kind of bad as me.
You were no good. I know you take care of all my needs. You're the same kind of bad as me.
I'm the mattress in the back, I'm the old gunny sack. I'm the one with the gun, most likely to run. I'm the car in the weeds. If you cut me, I bleed. You're the same kind of bad as me. You're the same kind of bad as me.
And with the title track to his first album of new music since 2004's Real Gone, that was Tom Waits with Bad As Me. Waits was born in a hospital in Ponoma, California in 1949, and not in the back of a taxi, as he often jokes. And Waits has been a songwriting force since the early 70s. The album Bad As Me will be released through Anti Records on October 25th, and the song Bad As Me is already up on iTunes. And all I desperately hope for is a tour stop here in the Terminal City by Mr. Waits himself. And in the background, it's a little teaser for one of the upcoming segments from 1969. This is Steve Allen with an orchestra conducted by Oliver Nelson. This is their take on Ashford and Simpson's California Soul. So good evening. The name of the show is Exploding Head Movies. This is your cinematically inspired program broadcast here on UBC's fantastical community radio station, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can find us on the web at www.citr.ca. So I'm Gak. I'll be waving my wigaphone around until 9 p.m. Phone number for the station here is 604-822-2487. You can also email me at radiofreegak@gmail.com. So this week, we're going to take a look at the soundtrack to the recent independent film, the Double Sundance Award winner, Another Earth, which was scored by Fall on Your Sword. And we'll also take a look at a couple recent R&B songwriter deaths and some Canadian sine waves. But first, we're going to have some moody electronics here. We're going to start off with the Italian trio of Clap Rules, featuring Andrea Gabrielle, Fabrizio Mamarella, and Massimiliano Leggieri. They released their debut album, Golden Hands, this last month. Let's go back to their debut 12-inch from 2009, shall we? So here's Clap Rules with Buyu Omega. This is Exploding Head Movies on CITR Vancouver.
Check out Bed Bath & Beyond HP and Apple computers at student pricing, and rental books at your UBC bookstore. Rental saves you 55%. Win a term's worth of rental books, a Norco Kathmandu bicycle, or a dorm room supply set. Details in-store or check the new website, bookstore.ubc.ca.
We'll be right back.
We started off that set with Clap Rules, an A-side to the Buyo Omega single. Then we heard Solar Bears and the song Neon Colony, and that's off their forthcoming debut album, She Was Colored In, which is due later in September through Planet New Records. And Solar Bears are the duo of John Kowalski and Rian Trench, two Irish sound engineers who met in college, inspired by Ennio Morricone, French composer Georges Delerue, and then Russian director Andrei Tarkovsky. And what we just heard in the background here from Minnesota, this is Food Pyramid with Southside Blacktop Beat, and that's off the one cassette released last year through Moon Glyph Records, and their latest is called Three, which will end their little cassette trilogy. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Gak, and coming up next are the Handsome Furs. And they are actually kind of swinging close to town, but not quite. The closest they'll get to us will be Victoria, BC on September 9th, when they're playing Club 919. But they're playing Boise, Idaho on September 7th at the Neurolux. And then Seattle, this is New Moose on September 10th with Quebec band Sons. But if you are in Portland, Oregon, they're doing the All Ages Music Fest Northwest on September 8th. And Handsome Furs is Dan Buckner from Wolf Parade and his wife, Alexi Perry. So from their most recent album, Sound Capital, here are the Handsome Furs with Cheap Music.
Replacement, a thousand lonely kids making noise in the basement. Little heartbeat, play a wolf's band.
You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, can I have this? I want this over here, and a toast on by my father, and give me this ice over here, and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you, ice cream man.
Hopefully your neighborhood ice cream man isn't as creepy as most other ice cream men out there. They are legion. What we just heard there was Lunis, and that is off of his most recent EP, 100. Sort of like 100, just slanged up a bit there. 100, and that's through the Scottish label Lucky Me, and that was Guardian. And Lunis' full name is Lunis Firmin Prince III from Montreal. And he actually was a backup act for Sonar 2010, but he managed to sort of great little audience feedback there, since he was a breakout with his hip-hop and R&B mix that he played. So you're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. I'm Gek. I'm with you for another hour, and towards 8:30 or thereabouts, we will listen to cues from the most recent indie film, Another Earth. And don't mix it up with the soap opera of H, Another World. But hey, maybe I should find the theme for that and play that. Anyways, next up, it's going to be a little bit of a birthday thing. I was supposed to go to a friend's get-together on Friday. Originally, it was supposed to be at the Planet Bingo. But things sort of fell apart, at least at my end there. And from what I heard, plans were sort of improvised that way to see what's going on. So, Fanshawe had a birthday party, and one thing that sort of came in the midst of it was some friends actually recorded a little song themselves. They've actually been doing a lot of recording themselves as Blam, and that is Brendan Burke and then Kevin Drew, but that's not the Broken Social Scene Kevin Drew, but it is another. And hopefully they have something coming out. I've been asking them what's going on. They've been doing some music for a while, so hopefully something comes out of it. So in tribute to the birthday girl, this is Blam with Olivia Neutron Bomb.
Olivia Neutron Bomb.
from last year's Dark Eyes. That was Fanshawe with Strong Hips. And before that, a little bit of a birthday song for Olivia Featherstonehoff. That was Blam with Olivia Neutron Bomb. And, yeah, Dark Eyes came out, Mint Records. And I'm not sure what else to say, but sorry I missed Liv's birthday party on Friday. Hopefully those who did see it had fun. For those who didn't, well, at least you sort of felt a little bit of the celebration that way. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Let's play a promo for a show that appears earlier on Mondays. He moved from Fridays after all this time, but it's a great show to start off your mornings here.
Scotty spanks butts, he skanks when he struts. No one told him never to be rude.
Boy,
he dresses like a gangster.
He wrestled with an hamster.
He's here to get you all in the nude.
Boys
and girls.
In baggy trousers, he didn't look much too young. He moonstomped on a clown for his high, you know. Clown cried his eyes out. Right, I'm off to drive uptown for some top scan. I'm taking the scenic drive to Scarville. Time to go, 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 go. It's not just the same old show on your radio. Scotty Scenic Drive, Monday, 11 a.m. to noon. 101.9 FM, CITR Vancouver.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will get you discounts on Main Street at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear,
Woo Vintage,
The Kiss Store, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, The Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl,
Flaming Angels Boutique,
and The Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus, or visit us online at citr.ca.
From his debut album, No Time for Dreaming, that was the Screaming Eagle of Soul himself, Charles Bradley, joined by the Manhattan Street Band, and that was How Long. And Bradley is part of the illustrious Daptone label, although he works for the sub-label Dunham that the Manhattan Street Band works with, and he is going to be coming to town. If you're not doing anything this Friday, why don't you head over to the Biltmore? Starting at, what was it, 7 p.m., 9 p.m.? Somewhat of an early show. But you pick up tickets, Red Cat Records, September 2nd. Charles Bradley, the Manhattan Street Band at the Biltmore Cabaret. It'll also be September 3rd at Club 919 Victoria. If you're going to be in Bellingham on the 4th, he'll be at the Wild Buffalo. And for those of you heading down Labor Day weekend for Bummer Street Festival in Seattle, he will be there on the 5th. And, yeah, you're listening to Exploding Head Movies here. CITR 101.9 F in the background or the background. It's the Manhattan Street Band. Nice thing that's happened as part of the release of No Time for Dreaming. There actually was an instrumental album profiling the illustrious, smooth Staten Island funk sounds of the Manhattan Street Band. And that leads us to these next couple segments here as we toast a couple songwriters that have passed away. So we're going to first jump with Jerry Lieber. Or Lieber, sorry. And he was a lyricist partner to composer Mike Stoller, born in 1933. And with Stoller, they worked on many a classic song from the 50s, like Elvis Presley standards like Hound Dog and Jailhouse Rock. Songs like Yakety Yak, Stand By Me, and then On Broadway. So we're going to listen to a little bit of what was called the house band for the Spark label, which Lieber and Stoller worked at. And the Coasters are an L.A. R&B doo-wop group formed in 1955. They helped establish that doo-wop sound. And we're going to listen to a B-side from a 1967 single. Not sort of the doo-wop heyday, but at the very least it sort of focuses on at least some of the songwriting prowess that Lieber and Stoller had. So from the B-side to the soul pad, here are the Coasters with Down Home Girl. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Oh, you're so sit up right here and think. It smelled like turpentine and looked like India ink. I held my nose, I closed my eyes, I took a drink.
Fill it up.
Didn't know if it was day or night.
And drink it down.
Started kissing everything in sight. But when I kissed the cop down at 34th and Vine, he broke my little bottles of love potion number nine.
A hit in 1959 for the Clovers. We heard the Coasters there again with Love Potion Number 9. And that was an A-side to a 1971 7-inch through the King label. And the music for Love Potion Number 9 was written by Mike Stoller. And the words were written by Jerry Lieber, who passed away last Monday, August 22nd, at the age of 78 due to cardiopulmonary failure. And, we'll profile a couple other artists, or at least one artist who was in a collaborative field that passed away, unfortunately. And this would be Nicholas Ashford as part of the dynamic Ashford and Simpson songwriting team. Nick Ashford and Valerie Simpson were husband and wife duo, met in Harlem in 1963. At the time, they actually tried writing their own sort of songs that way. But it never really panned out at the time, so they actually basically became freelance songwriters. And they gave Ray Charles a hit in 1966 called Let's Go Get Stoned. But they wrote an insane amount of popular songs. Things like Ain't No Mountain High Enough, You're All I Need to Get By, Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing. So we're going to listen to a song that they released back in 1964 together, back when they were known as Nick and Valerie. And this is the A-side for I'll Find You. And then we'll follow it up with one of my favorite songs that they wrote.
I'm
that lingers in your ear, but you can't forget from sundown to sunset. Na-na. It's all in the air, you hear it everywhere. No matter what you do, it's gone.
Favorite songs. I discovered that through a DJ Shadow and Cut Chemist mix. But if you saw the film Lincoln Lawyer recently, that was used as part of the outro. So from 1969's The Spice of Life, that was New Rochelle, New York's Marlena Shaw with California Soul, originally hit for the Fifth Dimension back in 1968. But a fantastic piece of work written by Nick Ashford and Val Simpson. And unfortunately, Nick Ashford died at the age of 70 last week due to throat cancer. So coming up shortly, we do have the soundtrack to Another Earth. But stick around. We have some important little announcements here to take care of, since CITR is part of the campus that is about to come back to life.
Do you hear what I'm hearing?
Come enjoy British Columbia's beautiful wilderness with the UBC Varsity Outdoors Club. Try your hand at hiking, backcountry skiing, rock climbing, kayaking, and much more. Whether you're a beginner or an expert, we have trips happening every week, usually at no cost.
I'm just living my dream.
Check us out online at ubc-voc.com.
For everybody who should live it, live it, live it. Go and get it, you should live it, live it, live it.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
Thank you.
was Faden Papadopoulos, and that comes off the Another Earth soundtrack. Oh, you just heard there was Sonatina in D minor. So Another Earth was a recent film that came out. It's the directorial debut of Mike Cahill. And yes, this was up in the Sundance competition, picked up 2 awards, one for feature film prize, and it also won a special jury prize as well, too. It was nominated for grand jury prize as well, as part of Robert Redford's grand film festival in the early part of the year. And it is a collaboration with Mike Cahill and then actress and writer Britt Marling. They'd worked together on a previous film. It was a documentary dealing with boxing and ballerinas. And at the time, they were exploring the idea of like what would happen if you encountered your own self. So they applied the theory of the counter-Earth or the twin-Earth philosophy that on a night when scientists discover that there's another planet getting closer and closer to Earth, they're basically two lives that are intertwined together based on a calamitous event and how they sort of pick up the pieces that way. So most of the soundtrack behind Another Earth is done by Fall on Your Sword, and it's a collaboration with Philip Mossman, one of the former guitarists from LCD Sound System, and then Will Bates. And they were sort of asked by Cahill and Marling to see what they could provide music that way, and they've come up with a fantastic score that mixes a lot of electronic music with cello, piano, and some other elements that way. There's actually a reference in the film to a musical Saw as well, but unfortunately it is not on the soundtrack. So let's listen through several cues here. We're going to start off with Fall on Your Sword and The First Time I Saw Jupiter. So we start off with two more electronic texture pieces there from the soundtrack to Another Earth, The First Time I Saw Jupiter, and then Rhoda's theme. Before, we heard a little bit of piano music from the House theme, then we heard the cello in Forgive, and then we heard a little bit more piano there with the Love theme from Another Earth in the background. This is The Other You, all by Fall on Your Sword. The soundtrack's out through Milan Records, fantastic label that does boutique soundtrack-related stuff. And if you're really keen on some of the more electronic textures and whatnot, Fall on Your Sword actually have extended mixes of The First Time I Saw Jupiter and Rhoda's theme. It's pressed on wax through the illustrious DFA label. So the work that Philip Mossman did with LCD Sound System obviously didn't burn any bridges because he's on James Murphy's label there. And that's going to be it for Exploding Head Movies this week. Coming up in just over 5 minutes, it is going to be Gavin Walker and The Jazz Show. And I believe at this point Canada Post Rock is not in this week. I believe John Pantherbone will be in next week. So, but I'm sure Gavin's got something wonderful lined up for all you listeners to catch us all through the overnight period. And if you missed any of this week's show, you can grab the podcast via www.citr.ca. You can always use iTunes. Just search the podcast directory through the iTunes store for Exploding Head Movies. But why not search for CITR as well? Find all our wonderful podcasts there. And there's also a Facebook page for Exploding Head Movies. Usually post little video clips and other little audio things involving shows and films that we've profiled. And then other things that are popping up on the horizon as well, too. So go visit that. Next week, it's going to be Labor Day. So school's going to be starting up again, so it's going to be all active and whatnot. I haven't totally figured out what I'm going to be doing for that. There's a couple pokers in the fire at this point we can work with that way. So we'll see what we can do. But in the background, we have Stereolab here. And this is from the album that they have in the can before they went on hiatus. But this is the Atlas Sound remix of Neon Beanbag off of Not Music. So Vancouver, take care of yourselves. Stay tuned for CITR for the rest of the evening. And pick us up 6 a.m. Tuesday morning, Pacific Picking, if you're awake. So take care, Vancouver. We'll see you in September.